Welcome to Straight Up Small Business, the podcast for startup and scaling up entrepreneurs who are ready to take their business to the next level of profit. I'm Beck Buchanan, an accountant turned virtual bookkeeping business owner. I'm super passionate about small business and helping entrepreneurs fall in love with their numbers in order to achieve their goals. If you ever feel confused, unsure, or overwhelmed about the financial side of your business, then you've come to the right place. This podcast covers bookkeeping, finance, and small business topics discussed in a straight-up way. My goal for each bite-sized episode is to inform and inspire you to make the next best decision in your business backed by financial know-how so you can create the business of your dreams. Make sure you hit subscribe so you don't miss any of my latest episodes, and let's dive in. Before we kick off, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the Bundjalung Nation, whose country I am on while recording this episode. I respect their elders from the past, present, and those emerging as the traditional custodians of this beautiful land. So wherever you're listening to this today, I acknowledge the lands on which you are and those First Nations people who lived and worked there for over 70,000 years. Hello and welcome to the Straight Up Small Business Podcast. This is episode 57. In today's episode, I want to let you know some things you should be aware of when it comes to debt with the Australian Taxation Office, or the ATO. We have just finished business activity statement time in my business Straight Up Bookkeeping, which happens every quarter and is a massive workload for us and all of our clients. So it's top of mind for me right now. And I've spent hours on the phone to the ATO over the last couple of weeks, so have a really good idea of what it's like to deal with this institution. So what is ATO debt? Well, this is when you have an amount owing to the ATO, and it's usually going to be in relation to your yearly tax return or your activity statements. So yearly tax returns are those that you pay on your personal income, but also on your business income if you have a business. So if you run a company, you're going to have to submit two tax returns, one for your personal life and personal income, I should say, and one for your company. And regarding activity statements, there are two types. So the first is income activity statements, which cover pay-as-you-go withholding tax and pay-as-you-go installment tax. So pay-as-you-go withholding tax is the tax that is withheld for staff when you do pay runs for them, and you remit this tax to the ATO in order to help staff cover their tax bills or so that they don't have a tax bill at financial year end. And pay-as-you-go installments are the contributions made throughout the year towards your business year-end tax return for the next financial year. And it's usually based on your last tax return result. Individuals need to pay this if they aren't covered by the pay-as-you-go withholding system. So, for example, sole traders, and companies need to pay this for their company tax bills. And it's a really good thing to get in the system of paying, which you will be after you've submitted your first tax return in business, because it just means you're not lumped with a massive tax bill at year end, but rather you've paid it along the way. The other type of activity statement is a business activity statement, and this is what you will need to submit if you are registered for GST. So in this statement, you tell the ATO what GST you have collected and what you have paid in your business, and then you remit the net amount to the ATO. If you are required to submit a business activity statement, then you will be able to include any pay-as-you-go withholding and pay-as-you-go installment amounts in that business activity statement rather than having to do an income activity statement as well. Anyway, if this applies to you, you're probably across it, so I'll leave the explanation there. Depending on the amounts being remitted, activity statements are due monthly or quarterly, and there are strict dates around this. For business activity statements, if you get yours done by a BAS agent or a tax agent, then you get an extra month to submit your return. This is mainly so the tax agents and the BAS agents have time to get through them all. So, for example, the March BAS is due on the 28th of April if you submit it yourself, but if you have an agent submitting on your behalf, then you have an extension till the 28th of May. You're going to come to the attention of the ATO if you don't pay these debts on time, but also if you don't lodge your tax return and activity statements on time. If you lodge and don't pay the debt on time and don't tell the ATO about it, then you will be charged a general interest charge on the debt. And the GIC, the general interest charge, is calculated on a daily compounding basis on the amount outstanding. And at the time of recording, the rate of this charge is 10.06%, but it changes every quarter and it's about to go up to 10.46%. However, if you don't lodge anything at all, you may receive a failure to lodge on time penalty from the ATO. Whilst the ATO will tell you that they are going to fine you before doing so, these fines can really add up as they are currently $275 for every 28 days a small entity is late in lodging, up to a maximum of $1,375. And for medium entities, which are medium pay-as-you-go withholders and those businesses with GST turnover of more than 1 million, then those amounts I just mentioned are doubled. So what should you do if you can't pay your ATO debts? The ATO actually says on their website, please don't put your head in the sand. So it's quite colloquial, but that's on the website from the head of the ATO. So what they do encourage is talking to them, letting the ATO know your situation. They would prefer that you lodge on time, tell them that you're having trouble paying, and then they will help you come up with a payment plan to suit your needs. Do not hope that your tax debts will go away, because they won't. If you don't lodge, you're going to get a penalty as well as interest on the late payment of the debt. But worse, you're going to be red flagged with the ATO as a problem payer, and this will make it harder for you to enter into payment arrangements in the future. And you may recall or have had experience with COVID assistance from the government over the last few years, such as JobKeeper and the cash flow boost payments, that to qualify for these initiatives, you needed to be up to date with your lodgements and even use your activity statements as the basis for applying and qualifying. So when things hit the fan in the world and the economy and you want the government to help you, then it's going to serve you well to be up to date with lodgements and payments in their eyes. My practical advice around all of this is to make sure you lodge on time. If you don't know the due dates, find out via the ATO website or by enlisting the help of an agent to help you. When you start a business, it's up to you to be across this stuff and not play the I have no idea card. If you can't pay on time or the full amount on time, then call the ATO and work out a plan, or get a tax agent or a BAS agent to do this on your behalf. Most will, although I did just encounter a tax agent who refuses to enter into payment plans for the clients and makes clients call up themselves. This is fair, I guess, if that's their choice, but it is unusual. Most agents will help their clients out. That's sort of, in my opinion anyway, what we're getting paid for. In my experience, the ATO are very helpful. They are stricter with their collections at the moment than they were during COVID, but if you are a good lodger and payer historically, then they are going to allow you to set up a payment plan. In fact, if your debt is under $100,000, then you can likely set up a payment plan via their online portals in MyGov or online service for businesses. And if you are in contact with the ATO and they know you are being transparent about your situation, however cash flow strapped it is, you are going to be in a lot more favor with them than if you just ignore your tax obligations and don't submit anything for years on end. What's that saying by Benjamin Franklin, that nothing is certain except death and taxes? Okay, so just remember that. But here's my 2 cents on payment plans generally. They are never a great way to live your life or do business. They hang over your head and can tend to be a short-term band-aid on an underlying business savings problem. If possible, I would always set them up to have them paid off before the next tax debt is due. For example, with quarterly activity statements, try and pay off the payment plan in 3 months before the next activity statement falls due. Otherwise, you have a new debt and you're still paying off the last one. It's overwhelming and a vicious cycle for business owners. I advise you to set up a tax savings account and sweep money into this each month so that you have cash set aside to cover your ATO debts. Remember, these debts relate to money that isn't yours to keep, be it GST or tax on staff wages that you've withheld on behalf of your staff, or tax on your profits that you're going to have to pay away at the end of the financial year. So if you need a payment plan, it means you have spent money that wasn't yours to spend. So it's best to get out of this cycle ASAP and just learn from the lesson. And if cash flow is tight and you have to weigh up whether to pay your staff super or your ATO debt, please prioritize your staff super. This is because it's an entitlement owed to your employees and it's considered more important than tax debts. And while super isn't exactly an ATO debt, the ATO have oversight of outstanding super based on payroll reporting to them. So they do chase this up. And I've seen lately the ATO are starting to chase up businesses with late super, asking them to submit their super guaranteed charge statements for late super payments. And I haven't seen this in a few years. But I might do a separate episode on super to delve into this further rather than talking about it here. Okay, well, that brings me to the end of this episode. To summarize, lodge your tax returns and your activity statements on time, please. Save for your ATO debts and try to stay up to date with payments. If you can't pay your debts by the due date, let the ATO know. The ATO are reasonable and understanding of arduous circumstances, but they cannot help you if they don't know what you're going through. If you're experiencing cash flow difficulty all around and have superannuation to pay as well as ATO debt, please pay your super first because payments owed to staff should take priority over ATO payments. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this has been helpful in a small or big way. I wish you a wonderful week and I will catch you next time. Thank you so much for listening in today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, I'd be so grateful if you left a review. And if you're not already, please connect with me on Instagram. My handle is straightup_bookkeeping. And if you'd like to know more about how I can help you be successful in running your small business, please check out my website, straightupbookkeeping.com.au, for details around my signature Bookkeeping and Xero course, Bookkeeping It Real, and also my done-for-you bookkeeping services. Thanks again and see you next week.